Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone here at Fan and Tree Farm for that wonderful applause. I love you as well.
Yay.
Very, very kind people. Okay. It's brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Well, as you can see, Bob and or Dave, I am closely guarding my computer as to where you two cannot stare at my computer to see what is on there. It's not because it's pornographic in nature, Ham.
This time,
as I love to look at porn on remote. But
show all your buddies.
Only the gayest porn.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
We had to dump you at Fan and Tree Farm.
Although it does look like everybody's pretty happy here.
That's what they came for.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's what they're going to go tell their kids. But I will.
Happy birthday, Van.
Yeah. You think Van wanted that for his birthday? I will be giving you guys a quiz because I love doing this whenever the playoffs roll around and it's a city that I'm like, well, I don't know too much about it. I start digging in there and fishing around and I learn all these new things about it pop culture wise and historically. And I think, I wonder if my friends know any of this stuff.
All right. Each quiz we do progressively worse, and so we keep doing quizzes, Dave. Have you noticed this?
Well, and see, I'm going to pair you guys up. Ham is on my team as the official scorekeeper, okay?
Okay.
And the official player of audio. But I'm going to put Lando and Bob together.
Okay.
Let's go.
And then I'm going to put...
Can we have Logan, too?
No. And then I'm going to put two mortal enemies, DJ and Dave, together. Ah.
Dangerous.
And it is your...
Double D.
Come on, Deej. We got this.
It is your job to answer these questions correctly. And we'll start... And this is a quiz-based...
Quiz-based quiz.
Mm. True-false, multiple-choice, audio, video, everything, all right? Mm-hmm. I've incorporated everything.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and start with Dave and DJ, all right? This is your Minnesota quiz as the Timberwolves are the opponent tonight for your Dallas Mavericks. To Dave and DJ, Minnesota is either the home... of Spam, and even has a Spam Museum, or the home of Chef Boyardee, and they have a Chef Boyardee Museum.
Table talk here.
Allowable.
I mean, I know Spam is like a Hawaii thing, but I don't know where Spam is made.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But it sounds real dumb that they would have a Chef Boyardee Museum.
But Chef Boyardee seems real Midwest.
Yeah, it does. I'm good with that if you're good.
Let's go with Chef Boyardee.
The answer is Spam.
Damn!
I knew that sounded very dumb.
Minnesota has a Spam Museum.
Boy, that's about as spare as it gets.
And that's on you.
Sizzle pork and
It's not on me.
It is because your state is right there by it. And y'all.
But we have border wars.
I don't know.
We're on the other side.
I don't know. All right, Bob and Lando.
It's everything that you guys didn't put in the bratwurst. Then they mash it into a cube.
Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes.
Name one.
But is the actual number of lakes closer to 9,000 or 15,000?
Ooh.
The land of 10,000 lakes. Is it closer to 9?
There's no helpline here.
Or closer to 15?
Lando, I'm just going to tell you.
You probably know the answer.
The propaganda out of that state is ridiculous. It's infinite, and I'm positive they're going to say, you know, it's actually closer to 15,000. So I'm
willing. But wouldn't they then be the land of 15,000 lakes?
Well, they just can't prove it. It's difficult to pin down.
Like, is this just one lake or two?
Right,
because
right.
they kind of connect.
They got married and have a baby lake. So I'm going to say, as irrational as it sounds, Lando, I want to go 15.
All right, let's go 15.
Ding, ding. 15,000. Actually, there are about 14,000 lakes that are 10 acres or more, if that's vague enough for you.
Okay.
Right?
Whatever. Say, just whatever.
God, he hates Minnesota. It's unbelievable.
Some of the lakes are pregnant, and next year it'll be 15,000, whatever.
All right, because of these lakes, Dave and DJ, does Minnesota claim to be the home of water skiing where that sport was invented?
The home of water skiing.
Yes. Was water skiing invented in Minnesota?
Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
No squirrels involved.
Squirrel water skiing is originally from Korea, we know that, so...
That's right. True. Yeah, they were fleeing for a better life.
Yes.
If not Minnesota, where would water skiing have been invented, do you think?
I don't know, like Florida, somewhere cool?
Yeah, Florida sounds right.
I don't think Minnesotans would think that would be fun, so I would vote against that.
I can't let them take credit for it. Like, I think they fish on lakes, I don't think they ski on lakes, so I'm going to say no.
The first water skier ever is from Minnesota.
Damn it.
Yes. So they invented water skiing.
So he just strapped some fence pickets to his feet?
I don't know.
At the first thaw.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's keep skiing.
We're doing terrible, DJ.
You guys are getting shut out. Bob and Lando, the headwaters of the Mississippi River are in Minnesota.
Yeah.
How far from Minnesota, where the Mississippi River is, how many miles does it take to get to the Gulf of Mexico from Minnesota? Is it 2,500, 3,500, or 4,000 miles? Now remember, the old Mississippi is a windy bitch.
Jeez. Bitch. Lando, you and Logan pick this one.
Okay, it's 2,500, 3,500, or 4,000?
4,000, yeah.
Shut up, Logan.
Let's go 3,500.
Do you agree with that?
That one feels high, but I've given him the ball.
You have. Bob, you would have been correct. It's 2,500 miles all the way down to the shiny Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Is it possible he doesn't know how far 3,500 miles actually is?
It's highly possible.
All right, let's move on to the music portion of our contest. Dave and DJ, can you name... These are all bands that emanate from Minnesota. Who is this?
What?
Each morning, a missionary of the ties with me on sight.
Oh, is this the Andrews Sisters?
Is that your final guess?
I don't know. DJ, you got a better one?
I do not.
Could be Heart.
It's Prince.
That, in fact, is not Heart. It is the Andrews Sisters.
Yeah!
That's a tie game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's tough. Bob, Lando, who is this artist? From Minneapolis.
That's free. How have they not answered this yet?
Because they're not hip like you.
Oh boy.
Bob? This was playing in our hallways nonstop for about a year.
I'm gonna.
It's got a little something.
Well, who is it?
Cardi B?
Would you like to accept that, Bob?
I would definitely like to accept it.
No, that's Lizzo.
I was so close.
God.
It's the girl that plays the flute.
You guys are so racist.
The booty.
That wasn't bad.
All right, DJ, Dave, who is this artist?
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole
sounds like an SNL bit.
I got nothing back here, Dave.
Judy Garland?
When you're laughing,
Ethel Merman? I don't know. Let's go Judy Garland.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. That is Judy Garland.
Wow.
Took the lead, bitch.
What a team.
Bob, Lando, go ahead and play the second song that I have from this band. Who is this? From the heart of Minneapolis.
This is Soul Asylum? No, hold on. In the middle of the night, like a fire. I feel like it is. No, it might.
Lando, you want to help?
Let's go with Soul Asylum.
Final answer?
I think so.
You are correct. It is Soul Asylum.
We got a 2-2 game.
Right? Dave, DJ, this band from the heart of Minnesota.
Is this the Replacements?
DJ?
Are you confident, Dave?
I'm relatively confident.
All right, let's go with it.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, this Americana band, Bob, is also from Minneapolis.
Man, Lando, I don't know, bud.
Can I steal?
Blues Traveler? I don't know.
Blues Traveler?
I just thought of a crappy band.
I'm just going to pick a name.
Go ahead.
This sounds like what I think Wilco would sound like.
Not far off.
Not a bad guess.
Dave, for the steal?
The Jayhawks.
Bingo.
They're not
Does that count?
Yeah. We'll give you that. Dave? DJ? Play it.
Oh, Prince. No. No, Morris Day and the Time.
There you go.
Morris Bingo. Day and the Time. Bingo. Boy, your squad is cleaning up now after an early deficit. Yeah. You guys are really killing it.
I've let you
now,
know,
what professional wrestler used that as entrance music?
Who is it?
Coco Beware, right?
I don't know. You don't,
I've never
don't
heard
ask
of that
as a
human.
Question.
You've never heard of Coco Beware?
No. I don't watch that trash.
We were in seventh grade.
Whoa.
All right, Bob, see if you can get this back real quick. Let's go to the movie portion of this. Real quick, Ham, what movie was this? It was made in Minnesota.
You're obviously in the wrong hood. This is my dominion. It is a drug-free zone, you understand?
Yeah, man, that's right.
We ain't buying nothing. Now, I'm feeling generous today. Come on. So I'm going to let you get your side vanilla booty out of here before we be using your eyeballs as hockey pucks.
Just on principle, I'm going to guess Mighty Ducks.
Yes, Mighty Ducks 2, maybe?
That is Mighty Ducks indeed. Very well done. Dave, go, movie.
Will you help me?
Nope.
Pardon me?
Nope. Want to know why?
Nope.
Because you wouldn't pass the initiation.
What initiation?
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What?
You have to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
Hey, wait a minute. That's...
Hold it.
What?
That ain't Lake Minnetonka.
What is that movie, Dave?
Purple Rain.
Yes! God, you were taking so long. And finally, Bob and Orlando, what is this movie?
You know, it's proven that secondhand smoke is the cancer agent.
Fargo.
Hey, look at that, Twin Cities.
Bingo. I picked the most mundane scene out of Fargo as they're driving in the car together. We will award the competition, though, to Dave and
Buster.
DJ.
Let's go.
Yes. Unfortunately, Bob, you were beat again.
You know, I am also a DJ.
Yeah, he is.
We're double DJs.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never had a chance.
Me.
Once he pulled the replacements, I knew I was beat.